Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, beautiful people who are part of the PeopleStack family. Welcome to another episode. I'm Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack. Our mission is to transform the world one tech manager at a time. The topic of the week is stress, overwhelm, and burnout. And on the last episode, I talked about the huge negative effects of stress and burnout, and particularly when you're not seeing it. You're coping so well with it, you're blind to the fact that you are on the edge of burnout or already there. So that's why it's so, so important to take a really good look at what are you tolerating? What are you settling for? Are you just going through life on a treadmill, on a hamster wheel, not really getting anywhere? So it's really important to look at that. So now that you've taken a hard look at what you're tolerating, what you're settling for in your career, in your relationships, and the rest of your life, let's take a look, a deeper look, at one of the biggest consequences of your stress, of your overwhelm, of your burnout. Because what this is about, at the end of the day, is about motivating yourself to get off your ass and fix it. To light that fire under your butt and say, I am not going to tolerate this stress, this burnout, this overwhelm, this struggle anymore. I'm better than that. But very often, that's not enough. We fall back into old habits so, so easily. Old habits of working 50, 60, 80 hours a week. Old habits of not managing our calendar, not managing our tasks as well as we could. And you just go through the day without mindfully choosing what you say yes to and what you say no to. Old habits of forgetting the fact that you have boundaries and just letting everybody trample all over you and your work and your life and your emotions. Those old habits die hard. And so it's often not enough to look inward. For some of us, it is. We look inward and we realize, I need to fix this and I'm going to fix this now. My career is on the line. My marriage is on the line. My physical health, my emotional health, my spiritual well-being is on the line. I am going to fix this and I'm going to fix this now. Often, though, that's not enough. We have to look outside of ourselves. We have to look to others. And I've had the privilege of talking with hundreds of technical managers, just like you. Some of you are out there who I've talked with. And we often talk about the why. What's the big why? The big W-H-Y. Why do you want to transform your career right now? And it's often a variety of different things. Sometimes it has to do with building a legacy. Sometimes it has to do with finally getting to that next level. Sometimes it has to do with money, with finally getting paid what you're worth, with not having to worry about money and retirement and paying for the kids' college. Sometimes it has to do with really just wanting to be a better leader and wanting to be the best version of yourself possible. And so a lot of times, a huge piece of your why is internal. It's for you. But a big piece of it is often other people. Your wife, your husband, your partner, your kids, your family, your friends, other loved ones. That's what often gets us out of bed every morning. You know, this morning, I often do a mini mindset ritual before my feet even hit the floor. Actually, I say often, it's become a habit for me. It's one of those things that I've cultivated. It's a habit that I've cultivated that before my feet hit the bed every morning, I just dial right into gratitude and I dial right into what's going to be my favorite part of the day today. And then it's like this energy. It's like this cord of love that just pulls me up out of bed and I don't even need to think about it. And this morning it was thinking about our son, Carter, and we get to spend some time Today's Tuesday. Every Tuesday we have what we call our family Beat Saber time. If you haven't played Beat Saber, you can look it up online. It's a really fun game, gets us moving. There's some music involved, so good vibrations all along. I'm just so excited today about playing Beat Saber with Carter and with Rob because they get me out of bed in the morning. That's why I do what I do. That's why I keep my energy up. That's why I am a champion. That's why I continue to rise, even though I've been defeated, even though, yes, I experience stress and overwhelm. Absolutely. But they're my why. They're my why. And so here's the thing. If you need a strong why, look to your loved ones. The people who are closest to you in your life. At work and outside of work, it could be your team. Those valued team members who you've had the pleasure to mentor. You love them. Love comes in all shapes and stripes and sizes. So yeah, we love our teams. Absolutely. And then your family too. Your wife, your husband, your partner, your kids, your mom, your dad, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, your close friends who you call family, your brothers from another mother, your soul sisters. Think of them. And if you're suffering right now, if you're on the edge of burnout, if you're stressed, if you're overwhelmed, if you're struggling, if you're suffering, they are suffering due to your suffering. I guarantee it. They may not show it. They may not tell you because they love you, but they're suffering. They have great coping mechanisms too, just like you do. But I guarantee if you're suffering, if you're going through stress, if you're feeling overloaded, they're feeling the negative effects of that and they're having to cope with it. I guarantee it. So it's selfish to not fix this. The fact that you're showing up every day the way that you are. And everybody shows up differently under stress. Some people are just constantly angry, constantly complaining, constantly arguing with the world. That could be you. And you could be so addicted to complaining, you don't even realize it. But I guarantee you that the people around you notice that. And they don't want to put up with it anymore. They don't want to be around someone who complains all the time, who always points out what's bad, what's not working, the mistakes that people made. And some people will love you enough to call you out on it, but a lot of people won't. Because they don't want to confront you. They don't want to be the one that gets into a fight with you. But they're suffering due to your complaining, due to your anger. You know, I have a close family member who I love dearly, and he He's addicted to complaining. And I had a conversation with him one time. I lovingly called him out. I lovingly held his feet to the fire on this one because it was going overboard. And I heard other family members saying, yeah, you know, we just put up with it. That's the way he is. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. I was like, bullshit, I'm going to have a chat with him. So I did. And the conversation basically went like, yeah, you know, Jen, I'm retired. I just want to kind of do what I want to do. You know, just let me be. Just let me be. And I know I complain, but you know, that's who I am. And I'm not going to change at this point in my life. I mean, it's what I do. And we talked for a little bit longer. And he was like, yeah, but you know, I'm not going to change. You can't change me. And you know what? As long as I'm not hurting anyone else, just let me be. If I'm not hurting anyone else, why do you care? And I said, you are. You are hurting us. Because it's painful. It's emotionally painful to be around someone who constantly complains and points out the fact that the server didn't bring us the meal on time, that the eggs are overcooked, that the steak was not a perfect medium rare, the fact that COVID is happening and oh my God, we can't travel anymore and what's that going to mean? And oh my God, how what's the next thing I need to do to fix in the house? This house is freaking falling apart and I don't know and I don't have enough money and all these people out there and oh, don't even get me started on politics. Over and over and over and over again. He got addicted to complaining and it was hurting us. We don't want to be around him anymore. And I told him that. It didn't happen in the moment. It actually made him even more angry in the moment. Ugh, whatever. And then just kind of walked away. But ever since that conversation, he hasn't been complaining as much, or he's been more joking about it. Oh, there I go again. Yep. I'll stop complaining now. Slowly but surely, you can teach an old dog new tricks. And what was the thing that did it? You're hurting us. Look, I'm really good at like in one ear and out the other. I'm really good at filtering stuff. But when every word out of your mouth is something that I just want to ignore, then why do I even bother having conversations with you? Don't we just want to connect? How about we just connect on a level and talk about what's great and talk about what's possible? So you want a motivation to stop feeling stress? You want a motivation to stop feeling overwhelmed? Do you want a motivation to stop suffering? Look at how you're hurting the other people around you. That'll be the fire under your butt that so many of you need. Yeah, I've seen it happen time and time again. And so many people say, oh, that's not going to happen to me. It's not that bad. We're good. My relationship with my wife, it's great. She puts up with me. She understands. She gets it. 1 month later, she hands you divorce papers. Because she can't put up with it anymore and she can't get through to you. She's trying to tell you to freaking fix your career. She's trying to tell you that you're stressed and you got to go to the doctor. And she's starting to worry about your hypertension. And she's starting to worry about the fact that you're not sleeping. You're not hearing it. And so what people do when they're in those situations, when they're trying to tell you you need to fix this, and they can't, and they can't, and they can't, they take matters into their own hands, and they cut ties. That's how divorces happen. That's how estrangements happen. Because it goes past the point of no return. Don't let that happen to you. And look, I'm not saying this to be melodramatic. I'm saying this to be realistic. I'm saying this because I don't want any of this to happen to any of you. And I've seen it happen too many times with our clients. It's the reason why they start working with us, because they experienced that straw that broke the camel's back moment. And now they need help, and they need help right now, because they're going through a divorce. And part of the reason why they're divorced is because they were married to their work and not to the love of their life. People who end up in hospital beds over and over repeatedly because they're so stressed, because they're so overwhelmed. And also what it looks like is you just start to feel like a zombie. Just kind of trudging through life. Here's another day. Here's another day that ends in Y. Let's do this. Come on. All right. Okay. I'm going to do the day today. I'm going to go to work and I'll go on my Zoom meetings and it's going to be all great. And then I'm going to stop work and I'm going to have some dinner. I'm going to play some Overwatch. I'm going to go to bed and then I'm going to do it all over again. And you do that so many times that you realize that you start to forget that life is more than that. You think that that's all life is. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. And while you may be coping with it pretty well, it's not that bad. It'll get better. Once COVID is over, on the other side of it, it'll get better. Look outside yourself just for a moment. Who around you is suffering due to your suffering? That'll get you to take action in a moment, in a heartbeat, because you love them and you don't want anyone around you to hurt. And you don't want to be the cause of that hurt. Think of how bad it feels. Yeah, I'm sure this has happened to some of you. It's one of the worst feelings in the world, where you might accidentally push a kid over. You know, you might accidentally like knock into them, you know, and it may be your daughter, your son, a kid who you really, really love, and maybe you're roughhousing a little bit, or maybe you're running around and you accidentally bump into them and they fall over and they scrape their knee, or, you know, maybe you have to go to the emergency room and get stitches because, you know, they crack some glass and scrape their arm. That's the worst feeling in the world, to have caused, yes, it's by accident, to have caused somebody else's suffering. Oh my God. I remember when I was in gymnastics and I was practicing back handsprings. My coach was spotting me. So she would stand right next to me just to spot me in the back a little bit. And my feet came apart a little bit too much on the back handspring. And I basically kicked her in the head. And oh my God, it was the worst feeling. Oh, she was in so much pain. They had to bring her to the hospital. And I was on the verge of tears. And she's like, no, it's okay, Jen. It happens. It's like part of the job. It's happened before. I know you're sorry, and I know you're going to keep your feet together the best that you can, but it's the worst feeling in the world to be the cause of somebody else's suffering. And because physical pain is much more, we can feel it more. You can see it more. Okay, I kicked you. I'm sorry. So you know, and you get it. But emotional pain, spiritual pain, that's harder because we can't see it, but we can feel it. Your suffering is causing other people's suffering. Your suffering is causing other people's suffering. It's time to stop right now. Because suffering is an option. Suffering is optional. It always is. And you need to be just so stuck in the suffering that you don't think it's optional. You think that life is happening to you, and you think that this is just the way that it is, and that suffering is just part of life. It's not. It's optional. Winning is a choice. So is suffering. Losing happens sometimes. But suffering through that losing, that's optional. And I get that a lot of you are feeling like you're losing right now. You're losing in your career. You're losing money. You're losing opportunities for advancements. You're losing recognition. You're losing your ability to connect with your team. You're losing your ability to be the leader that you want to be. You're losing time. Yeah, that's what happens. From time to time, we lose. But the champions, we're not immune to losing. We're not immune to suffering. Sometimes we even choose to suffer. But then we realize that was a choice and we turn right back. We as champions are not immune to suffering and losing and heartache. We're not immune to it. We lose all the time. And yet we continue to rise. And ultimately we win. So if you're ready to call forth that inner champion of a tech leader is hiding inside right now. It's been a while since you've called that champion forth. But you can choose to call that champion forth right now. Clear away all those cobwebs and remember who you are. You are a committed, intelligent, technical leader. And you don't have to suffer anymore, and you don't have to cause anybody else's suffering anymore. If you're ready to call forth that champion and build your dream career, because that's what you're capable of and that's what you deserve, it's time to take action. And we're the best in the world at helping intelligent, committed, tech leader champions build their dreams. So go ahead and book a call with us at thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what you're suffering through. We're going to talk about the root cause of your stress, of your overwhelm, of your burnout. We're going to get absolutely clear on that. We're also going to get absolutely clear on where you want to go. What dream do you want to build? What dream do you want to create for yourself and your loved ones? Because that's what champions do. We achieve what other people call impossible because we see the invisible. We see the invisible suffering and stress and overwhelm, and we kick it out the door because we will not suffer anymore and we will not be the cause of anybody else's suffering anymore. We see what's possible in the future. Some people may think that we have a crystal ball or we have a magic wand that can just say, you know what? I'm going to get a 25% raise within the next 2 months. Boom, and it's done and you create it. That's what's possible with hard work, with persistence, with grit, and also with proven strategies and systems and world-class support. And that's what we give you. That's how we help. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Their suffering due to your suffering. Do you want to keep letting that happen? Or do you want to call forth your champion and build your dream career? That's your choice. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.